This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, I'm just going to say it. I miss Downton Abbey. Come on, if you watched, you miss it too. Admit it. As big as it was here, though, the hit PBS series about upstairs and downstairs lives in a stately estate left something of a different legacy over in Britain. It has focused attention on the fate of some of that country's grand old homes. The mounting costs of maintaining and repairing some of those ancestral piles, combined with the declining fortunes of the families that live in them, has left dozens of fine old country mansions at risk. Marketplace's Stephen Beard took a tour of one of them, Milton Manor, in the Oxfordshire countryside, which has been in the same family, forget this, 250 years.
When you take a tour around Milton Manor, you step back into the 17th century.
Well, we come to the hall now, which is part of the 1663 centre of the house. The wings were built on by Antony's great-great-great-grandfather.
Antony Mockler Barrett and his partner, Gwenda Marsh, have lived here for 26 years. When his mother died, he inherited the manor in all its shabby, rambling grandeur.
How big is this house?
I've no idea in square feet.
How many rooms you've got?
Gwenda, how many rooms?
Neither of them seems to know for certain, but the grandest room by far is the Gothic library.
But let me show you the room with a bit more light.
With the wooden shutters open, light floods in, but not heat. Even now in early spring, it's pretty chilly.
Occasionally, about once a year, we have a proper roaring fire in here.
What about the central heating?
Central heating, unfortunately, it's too expensive to keep on in the winter.
Which calls for home insulation, Milton Manor style.
In the winter, one wraps up warm, you know, sort of woolen things, overcoats when it's really cold.
Inside,
why not?
Nimbly climbing the stairs, Antony, with his pink cheeks and flowing snowy white hair, doesn't look the worse for wear. But age, damp and cold are taking their toll on Milton Manor.
This was my father's dressing room, and this was where the ceiling fell down. You can see it.
All the windows are in poor condition and the roof needs work. Trouble is, over the centuries, the family fortune has dwindled. Today, Antony can't even afford that basic necessity of the landed gentleman.
You don't have a butler.
What a shame. When I was being brought up, there was a butler. There was also a chauffeur who would take us to school occasionally. It's amazing to look back on it now. No.
Those days are gone,
alas. Things have changed for the worse, as my father always used to say.
This is a familiar story for Marcus Binney, head of Save Britain's Heritage. He's helped rescue dozens of country houses from dereliction. One possibility, he says, to turn the pile into a commercial venue.
What people are turning to is actually leasing houses for events. And so that you don't actually have to have a permanent staff. You can bring in a caterer. You can, you know, bring in temporary staff to do the bedrooms. And that is certainly happening.
Back at Milton Manor, they've heard it all before and tried many money-making schemes, like staging historical reenactments in the grounds. They simply don't generate enough cash. And there is a problem with opening up to paying, staying guests. The house is packed with heirlooms like this 18th century musical box. Insuring them all against light-fingered visitors would cost a fortune. I do have one not entirely helpful suggestion for Antony and Gwenda.
What you need is for somebody to write a very successful soap opera about an aristocratic family and set it in your house.
Downton Abbey is just down the road from us, and we are so jealous of Lord and Lady Carnarvon. Although they won't tell us how much they've made from Downton Abbey, I think they've done quite well out of it.
But that's the fairy tale. The residents of Milton Manor will be happy if they can just avoid the terrible fate of losing the ancestral seat after 250 years of family ownership.
My mother wouldn't approve. Wherever she is, she would immediately descend if there was any suggestion of giving up.
In Milton, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.